October 15th, 2005, item number 97. Today's guest is Ed Roberts from the Kansas City Weather Podcast.
Podcast411.com. Listen different.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 Podcast. Before we get into the interview with Ed, a couple quick news and notes. First, when your wife's pregnant and she goes and has her hair done, and she comes back and the hair color is purple when she was trying for brown, don't say to her, end quote, "I told you you shouldn't get your hair dyed," unquote. Not a wise choice of things to say to your wife. Just a little advice. Since it's Saturday, we're going to go ahead and play another tech tip from Michael. Here we go.
Hello, I'm Michael Carino from DigitalMediaCastExperiment.com with another Podcast 411 tech tip. A lot of times you can improve your sound greatly just by positioning your microphone properly. For this, I'm going to use a handheld mic and show you a few mistakes, or maybe their effects, you can make with your mic positioning. The way to usually get the best mic performance is to have it pointing at your mouth, but off to the side and slightly above your nose. This will eliminate the majority of popping P's and nose sounds. See, I've got it in the wrong place now.
Keeping your mic too close to the mouth will often overdrive the mic.
And being too far away from the mic will eliminate a lot of your low end and some of your sound detail. Also, keeping your mic too far away allows other noises to compete more with your voice. A nice mic is great, but sometimes even a cheap mic will sound a lot better if you know where to stick it. Thanks, Rob, for letting me talk to your audience.
Well, Mike, thank you for telling us all where to stick our mics. I know I always appreciate being told where to have my mic stuck. Anyway, if you out there would like to share a tech tip or rant or other piece of information about podcasting with the other listeners, please send those tech tips, rants, and whatnot to podcast411@gmail.com. You can attach the MP3 file or a link to the file. Well, we're going to go ahead now and get into the interview with Ed from the Kansas City Weather Podcast. Ed's podcast is, as its name suggests, a podcast that gives you the weather for Kansas City. I listen to it every day. It's a 3 to 6 minute long podcast with the local weather report. So without any further ado, here we go. Ed, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rob.
And this is really my first one that I'm actually going to put up that is face-to-face interview.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I'm not really sure if I want to be looking at your face.
Thanks.
It's okay.
I hope the glare off the top of the head doesn't hurt. What was the first computer you ever owned?
I guess what would really have been my first computer would have been an old off-brand 8088. And one of the interesting things with that was when I had gotten started a little bit more into computers, I actually cracked open the box and, of all things, found a packing slip attached to the power adapter. And I pulled it out, and it shows exactly what was installed on this machine. And, you know, had spots for AT, XT, and then had a spot for TXT, and that was circled. And I've never heard of a TXT processor. I mean, it just, I still to this day don't know if it was just a typo.
I don't know what TXT is.
But, you know, dual floppy drive was running IBM DOS 2.0.
No hard drive.
No hard drive at all. And so when I got my 486 when I was going to college, I was pretty pumped hearing the hard drive crank and crank and crank and make all this noise.
What was the first podcast you listened to?
My first podcast probably was the Daily Source Code. I heard about podcasting, basically it was an article written kind of centered around Adam Curry through the AP and had, of course, links to Adam's podcast. So I probably listened to that as my first show, and then things just kind of exploded from there.
And what other ones are you listening to now?
Oh boy, I've got so many podcasts in my aggregator right now. I listen to a lot of the shows from the Godcast Network. One of my favorites is Lifespring with Steve Webb. And I know
which was my fourth or fifth interview?
Yeah, something like that.
I think
that
was my fourth.
Yeah, Steve's a great guy. I've talked to him several times. There's several new Christian music podcasts that I listen to that are there. ICM Raw, Rick Weswitz from WGBH. He just actually took up a job, I think, in Albany. So he actually left WGBH and is doing something else. Yeah,
he was the producer for Morning Stories.
Yeah. I listened to that, although it's been a while since they've updated that. There's one called The Board Again Christian, which is actually done by the folks of Illinois, which is another podcast I listen to.
Okay.
The Whip Report, which is another one that hasn't been updated in a while. Those are probably some of my favorite. PodCheck Review with Scott Fletcher.
Scott, who does not update and come out with new shows often enough. Scott.
Listen, Scott.
We want more PodCheck. I give him grief on the IM.
That's all right. Actually, it wasn't until we had talked for the first couple times after you started listening to my show that he actually had put one and one together, that he actually had done my promo or my intro through Radio Danny. And, that's the guy who did my intro.
Now, how long has your show been up?
I started my show early February, so it's been almost 8 months now.
Now, I've been listening to your show since the end of April when I moved here in Kansas City.
That's very cool. A lot of changes happened since then, that's for sure.
Tell our listeners about your podcast.
Well, my podcast is actually, for the most part, pretty basic. I was a meteorologist, a broadcast meteorologist, in the television market for about 4.5 years, and got out of it due to the 9/11 corporate cutbacks and stuff like that. And I've been looking for a way to kind of get back in the swing of things. And basically what my podcast is weather forecasts for Kansas City. It's very specific, very localized. So as a result, you don't get a whole lot of listeners with regards to that, but it's something I love to do. And
yeah, but you get, if you have listeners, you have more loyal listeners. And I love having you on for the fact that I try to point to people that it's okay to have regional podcasts.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
If you're going to have a niche podcast about knitting or snowmobiling, there's no reason why you can't have a niche podcast about Kansas City weather or Minnesota nightlife or something like that. Don't be afraid of doing regional podcasts, folks. I know everybody wants to try to appeal to everybody in the world, but you could have 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 loyal listeners in your city compared to 1,000 or 5,000 unloyal listeners everywhere.
Well, absolutely. And in the same respect, I think as kind of podcasting evolves, the fact that you have a niche podcast or a local podcast is going to appeal to a lot of people versus weeding through the mountains of general topic podcasts that are out there.
What is it that made you want to do a podcast? Was it from listening to Adam Curry or?
It was one of those things that when I was reading that AP article that it was talking about podcasting, I knew almost immediately this is something I wanted to do. Of course, I listened to Adam Curry's show. And like I said, it was one of those things that I really wanted to kind of get back in the swing of things. I'd had a blog where I would do weather forecasts here or there, but I didn't really have anything that would discipline me to do one every single day, keep my voice going like the way it should be, which when I first started doing it, I was still in new father talking to your baby mode. So the voice was, real squeaky and stuff like that.
And today's weather is going to be so cute. There's a storm front coming in out of the west, and it's just so adorable.
Yeah, you're going to love being a new father, Rob.
I can't wait. I'm so hoping the child is born on the date they expect it, because that's April 5th, so his birthday would be 4, 5, 6. And it's also right after college basketball season ends. So I'm
hey, like, there you go. I'm you got to get the priorities straight there.
I do, yeah. So, it would be nice, because I would hate for the child to be born, like, in college basketball season, because then, like, I can't go out of town to see my team play, because his one birthday, second birthday, third birthday is coming up.
I love college basketball season.
Well, I won't get a lot of people going, he's not a parent yet, but once he's a parent, he won't care about that.
Everything changes.
Since you've been doing your podcast for quite some time now, what are some of the more memorable feedback you've received?
I guess it's more of when I miss a show that, hey, I kind of depend on your forecast every day. I really like, the information you provide for me. Missed you here the last 3 or 4 days if I missed shows.
You mean like when you walked in here today and I said, hey, where was your show last night?
Exactly.
I noticed recently on your show you added in, you had trivia questions, which I missed miserably.
Everybody actually missed all of them.
Are you going to be doing more things like that? Anything else interacting inside your podcast than just the weather?
Well, I plan to kind of reinvent that whole thing. One of the things I'm looking into is doing some sort of advertising, and there's a local company here in town that sells weather radios.
Okay.
And I think it's one of those things that everybody really should have.
Especially when you live in Kansas City, where tornadoes are expected. Yeah. Although I lived here for 11 years between 1989 and 2000 and never saw one.
I've been fortunate not to ever see a tornado here in the city outside of the one that rolled through.
But you went chasing too earlier in the year. One of your podcasts was you did the Helen Hunt and went out and hunted.
Oh, don't know you compare me to Twister.
And you went out tornado chasing.
Yeah, I actually hope to do that again. I didn't get a chance to go out after I'd originally done that first podcast, which in its own right was pretty poor in the sound quality. But yeah, I'd like to go out and do that again, go out, do some storm chasing, and kind of podcast, do a sound scene tour of that.
For the listeners out there, how do they find your podcast?
You can find my podcast at kcweather.org.
How long does it take you to do your show each day? Prep time, research, the whole nine yards.
Boy, it's really kind of a fluid type of thing, really depending on not so much the recording time, but more of how long it takes me to put together a forecast. In general, I'll probably spend about an hour doing the forecast itself. On some days, like in the middle of summer when things are really easy, it might only be 15, 20, 30 minutes. When it's particularly difficult, I could spend 2 hours or more doing a forecast. Then the actual recording, uploading, and stuff like that probably runs me 30 to 45 minutes.
What are you using on the hardware and software side to do your podcast?
Pretty basic as far as the hardware goes. I have a Plantronics DSP-100 headset mic. It's a USB mic plugged directly into my laptop, which is my work laptop, and the headset is from work for that matter.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, exactly. And then I basically record into Audacity, do all my editing through Audacity. And the only thing I use outside of Audacity is iTunes to do the ID3 tags.
What are you doing outside of the podcasting community, really, which is not going to be your target market specifically because you're so regional? What are you doing outside of podcasting to promote your show?
Well, I haven't really done a whole lot of that, and part of the reason is for that. I mean, I've got the contacts in the broadcasting industry, but they're very hesitant to do an interview with someone like me because my podcast is in direct competition, thank you, to the product that they do. So they're very hesitant to do that type of thing from their own business standpoint. Put together a press release over at Kansas City Infozine, which is a local kind of community.
Yes, I saw that. You mentioned me, so thank you.
Yes, I did mention you on there. But beyond that and doing like podcaster meetups and stuff like that, I've done, for the most part, fairly little. I could do quite a bit more. Got that interview slated for the Kansas City Star, the local paper here. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that'll get me a little bit more visibility in that respect.
Now, you mentioned earlier a little bit about trying to get some advertising. Overall, what are you doing to generate revenue for your show?
Nothing right now. I have been in talks with a rather large weather company, thanks to you, Rob, and the contacts you gave me, with wanting to do some sort of sponsorship type of deal, hosting type of deal with my podcast, as well as any other weather podcast that might be out there. Haven't had any talks with them as of late. I also mentioned the local provider that puts out the weather radios, trying to get some information with regards to that. So beyond, exploring it, I haven't really done anything.
As I remember, you were the first weather podcast.
Absolutely.
And outside of that one computer-generated, horrible audio quality thing that we'll call a podcast that was for all the different cities.
Pirate weather, I think it was.
Whatever it was, it just spammed the entire iTunes list. Are there any other real podcasts out there that are doing weather from any other cities, and have you talked with any of those people?
There are a couple of them. There's Radio NHCWX, which is basically done by the Hurricane Project, and a lot of what they do is kind of regurgitate the weather bulletins from the National Hurricane Center, at least as it stands right now. That's kind of their primary thing, and I imagine they probably got quite a bit of traffic with Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Rita, and all them.
Why is it always the women hurricanes that are bitches?
that's a good question, although you had Hurricane Andrew back in 92. There's also the Weather Notebook, which is something that I think is only listed in iTunes. That's also done, I believe, by the Washington Observatory up in New York. There are also some local broadcast stations that are providing not only their news content, but also their weather content in form of podcast. So I think I'm still probably one of the only truly independent weather podcasters out there.
So if someone in another city, obviously other than Kansas City, was interested in doing a weather podcast, could they contact you?
Oh, absolutely.
For advice?
Absolutely.
How would they get a hold of you? What's your email?
You can contact me at mesoed@gmail.com. That's mesoed. That's a kind of a weather term.
Okay.
So what, mesoed@gmail.com.
All right. What advice would you like to offer to someone who's thinking about doing a regional-based podcast?
Well, first off, it's definitely a niche market, and there's a lot of things you can do with a niche market. If you're looking for advertising, you can market directly to people in your own community, which is a huge plus in the advertising side.
You can go to the local Ford dealership or the local Chrysler dealership or the local used car dealership, and you can get advertising, and your downloads are going to be a lot more relevant to them than the downloads that I would have, because my downloads are everywhere.
No, absolutely. I mean, it all really comes down to how narrow your scope of advertising is for your client. If you can narrow it down to something that's going to affect that person there and then, it's going to make a world of difference for that person, and thus increase, I would imagine, the amount you can charge for that content.
What? I know I asked for your advice. I'll throw some in here, too. If you're going to do a regional podcast, one of the things you may want to figure out is how much you're going to charge. Call up your local radio station. Tell them you have a fictitious business, and you're interested in advertising on the radio station. Ask what their reach is and how much they charge per reach for the different times of the day. Call up, you know, 3 or 4 radio stations in your area. Get an idea of what their rates are, and then you'll know what to charge someone locally.
Boy, that's a great idea, because I think one of the big things with, if people are looking to get involved in advertising in their podcast, is more of, what on earth do I charge? I don't have any idea where to start off from, and I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, you can't think of advertising dollars in podcasting like you would the internet. You have to think of it like radio and television. So you need to find out what your local radio and television station, especially your local radio station, is charging if you're going to do a regional one. What their reach is, and do some research on that end. You know, if you've got a buddy in there, fine. Otherwise, get a friend who's got a business, if you have a business, and come at them from that direction and find out what it would cost to advertise. Or just start up a podcaster meetup in your area and tell them you want to advertise the meetup and see what they would charge you. Do some stealth marketing. And by the way, if anybody does that, please send me an email and let me know what your local markets are, and I will keep track of that. I'll start a little forum board and we can keep track of what markets are for
That'd
different prices.
That would be very neat, because it really is dependent on how big the market is.
Well, Ed, thank you so much for coming on the show, coming to my house, and
seeing the mess from the move-in.
Oh, God. And the yellow foam on the wall to help reduce some of the standing waves.
Well, hey, it's at least somewhat effective.
And I've gotten emails, so some people are very astute, that yes, I did have standing waves, and yes, it's because I had nothing on the walls, and hopefully it's a little better now. Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Ed from the Kansas City Weather Podcast. Thanks again, Ed, for coming on the show. And if you're in the Kansas City area, please check out Ed's podcast at kcweather.org. And coming up at the end of today's podcast, we're going to play 2 promos, both from Podcast Rant website. And one is for Me and the Bean, and the other is for Locals Only. So please stick around for that. Podcast Rant also does Church of Pod, but going to just play 2 here at the end. Our next guest will be Chris from Tips from the Top Floor. So please come back on Monday, October 17th for that show. Well, that's going to do it for us today. I'm your host, Rob, from Podcast 411. As always, reminding you to listen different.
Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean.
Welcome to Me and the Bean. I'm me.
And I'm the bean.
And this is just a taste of some of the stories you'll hear when you listen to our podcast. And one time we were in our mall, this big overweight lady come with a big muumuu type dress came out of the Kmart. We saw she was walking really awkwardly. Her ankles were like this weird angle.
Like a duck?
Yeah, it was really. She's walking like a duck. And this woman of equal girth, breathless, runs out of Kmart and goes, "Stop her! She's got a TV!" And then finally she steps off the sidewalk and the TV just plops out from her muumuu dress.
My first kiss. I was 14 and I was on my trampoline, and this boy, his name was Ryan, came over. He kissed me, and it was the real thing, you know, like the French kiss and everything, and I was pretty grossed out.
God.
This is the best part. He looks at me and he goes, "So, babe, was that rockets or fireworks?"
For more delightful tales, check out me
and the bean
at www.podcastrant.com/me and the bean. Welcome to Locals Only. With this podcast, we spotlight the music of Mount Airy, North Carolina and the surrounding areas. We play great bands like Slushy, Jerry Chapman,
take another look inside. You might make it if you give it one more try.
The Acoustic Blend.
There's a man eating mashed potatoes. There's a child reaching for the door.
Ruin for Normal.
Hands down. This could be the best day of my life.
And many more. Please come check us out at www.podcastrant.com/localsonly.htm. Come see what great undiscovered music that Mount Airy, North Carolina has to offer.